You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Cabinet will meet this afternoon to discuss the traffic light system in Northland, who are currently sitting at the red light phase. Northland is also currently sitting at 89% vaccination rate of people over 12. In addition, the impact of Omicron in the community could also have an effect on this shift, which will be addressed, I think, at around 4 p.m. I spoke to Professor Michael Baker from the University of Otago on the matter.
Today is the day which Cabinet will make a decision around the traffic light system in Northland. So I just wanted to get your take on it. What would we most likely see, and what do you think would be a good decision to make with the current situation we see in Northland at the moment?
Yes, well, I think at this point, just thinking about the settings of the traffic light system, it would be very justifiable for Auckland to move into the amber or orange zone out of the red zone. In many ways, it won't. I mean, it's good that people in Northland will have slightly greater freedoms doing that, but actually, in the great scheme of things, it will not make a huge difference, because now in Northland they're approaching 90% fully vaccinated, which is good, and also the number of cases of Delta variant circulating has dropped to really very low levels now, including in Northland. So really, New Zealand's done a great job of suppressing transmission of this variant, much more than I think any of us expected.
I guess another thing which has been of quite concern is Omicron, obviously. We saw one case in Auckland at the airport. Now, when it comes to Omicron, do you think that there should be some retooling around the traffic light system now that we have this new transmission of the virus?
Oh, very much so. Remember, the traffic light system was mainly designed as an indoor vaccine mandate. So it meant that people could go out and mix indoors, but they had to be vaccinated. So that's the main thing it was trying to do. And it has contributed, I think, to high vaccine coverage, and also made indoor environments a lot safer over summer, because you're there with other vaccinated people. So in many ways, we could move on, I think, from the traffic light system. And obviously, Omicron is a very different virus. When it gets to New Zealand, I think, is the case, probably not if anymore. It will spread very rapidly. And if we follow the pattern of places like Australia, which is very similar to us in terms of vaccine coverage and so on, we could expect it to sweep through New Zealand in a period of just a few weeks to a few months. It will behave very differently from what we've seen with Delta and previous variants.
And I guess, do you think that the way that Omicron's really swept through other countries like Australia, obviously we've seen overseas, in Europe, do you think that New Zealand really needs to act quickly when it comes to it, when it comes to Omicron?
Yeah, I mean, the approach is different. I mean, we're used to using certain methods when we have the elimination approach, where we aim to identify every case and deal with that so there was no circulating virus. And then with Delta, we've had an approach of tight suppression to keep the numbers really down, and that's worked very well. I mean, we've had two summers in New Zealand which have been, I think, quite glorious, with very few restrictions, and that's almost unique in the world. So the government's management, I think, has been very good. Now, of course, with the Omicron variant, it behaves so differently. We do need a different approach, and that is this idea of mitigating spread and flattening the curve to avoid it overwhelming the health system. And again, that's quite a threat. If we look at what's happened overseas, we see that a lot of people who are unvaccinated will get very sick, even with the Omicron variant, and it will be very hard for them to avoid this variant. It's so infectious. Vaccinated people will have a high degree of protection. So that's a minority of New Zealanders who haven't been vaccinated. I mean, we're looking down to about 5% overall. Will actually be, I think Omicron will be a concern for them. And also some people who are fully vaccinated but are older or maybe immune suppressed will also be more vulnerable to getting ill with, even with Omicron, which is a less severe variant, as we all know now, I think. So the approach of mitigating means that you try and, instead of having all your cases happening at once, a very steep epidemic curve, you try and flatten that curve and spread it out more so that the number of cases is manageable.
Now that you mentioned vaccinations, segueing into the whole, you know, booster vaccines, do you think there really needs to be a focus on everybody getting a booster vaccine now, especially with the threat of Omicron?
Oh, very much so. I mean, two doses of Pfizer vaccine still protects you against serious illness, but it doesn't prevent you getting infected with Omicron very well or passing it on. So a booster dose is a very good idea, and that's one reason for trying to delay Omicron getting established in New Zealand. And of course, this time gives us a chance to vaccinate children, which means they're protected from getting seriously ill. So that's another reason to delay its arrival. And the other things that need to happen, we could build up our stocks of rapid antigen tests and higher quality masks to again give people more tools for managing their risk of infection and preventing infection if you're wearing masks, and also if you get sick, being able to diagnose it quite quickly. Because if there's tens of thousands of people getting sick every day, it's going to be quite hard for our current testing system to manage that.
With Auckland, you know, obviously the spread of Omicron could spread throughout Auckland quite rapidly. Do you think that Auckland should maybe stay at orange light a bit longer, or should there be any change or retooling with the traffic light system in Auckland?
Well, I think because there's still Delta variant cases circulating, I think it's good to stay at orange across the whole country. And that gives us some protection against Delta variant cases. And also it provides more encouragement again for people to get vaccinated. And when Omicron arrives, of course, we'll need a much stronger approach than even the red light, which doesn't really put many restrictions in the way of something like Omicron. So I expect that government will announce much tougher measures for Omicron and how we're going to manage that when it gets here.
That was Professor Michael Baker from the University of Otago speaking to me about the traffic light system shift in Northland ahead of today's announcement and Omicron in the community.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.